I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Where do you agree with this person as you talk to him or her about Buddhism, politics, finances? See, we often want to launch into our disagreements and start there, but rather start with our agreements. So go back to the Quran assignment. My students have to read the Quran, and they're blown away when the first assignment is, now, after you've read it, I want you to show 10 areas that the Quran agrees with the Bible. Now, there's actually 50 or 60, but just give me 10. And they're sitting there going, really? The Quran can agree with the Bible? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Muslims believe that Jesus was born of a virgin. Muslims believe that Jesus was a wise teacher. They believe in prayer, fasting. Now, even as I'm saying these things, your readers might be thinking, oh, no. But see, we disagree with their view of fasting. We said, that's great. But now is too early to interject it into the conversation because we're building a positive communication climate as I'm listening to you, I'm finding out background information, and surprisingly, I'm working to find areas of agreement with the gay community, with feminists, with people who see the world differently than I do. Start with agreement and move towards disagreement is all of calm theory.
And again, the way we find this out is to listen to why they believe whatever it is that they believe or why they want to be a part of this conversation, and then find out why someone holds a particular belief. And we can only get to step three if we've taken those first two steps, right?
Oh, absolutely. So I'm on an airplane flying. I forget where I was going, but I'm sitting next to a gentleman who's obviously a PhD student. I mean, you can just tell all the stuff he's reading. And I lean over. I said, hey, you're finishing your degree. He goes, yeah, I'm at Brigham Young. I'm a Mormon, and I'm finishing my degree in philosophy. So I said to him, you know, I'll be honest with you. I don't know much about Mormonism, which is true. It wasn't me, you know, faking not knowing about it. I said, I honestly don't know much about it. And so I'm curious, like, what does a Mormon believe? And so that's question number one. Mm-hmm. What do you believe? Question number two, hey, what's your background? Were you born into a Mormon family? He said, no, I converted in college. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, tell me about that. And then, you know, where do we agree with each other? Well, we both believe in God. We both believe Jesus is special. We both believe in divine literature, inspired literature. Now, again, your listeners might be thinking, yeah, but we really disagree here with a Mormon. And I'm saying, absolutely. But why interject that early into a conversation? Why not save those disagreements later so that the conversation has a way of picking up momentum?
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.